Rappers Radio, where it's all about the music.
Yes, you're galloping into the Underground Podcast. Welcome to Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. I'm Rick Rockwell, back in Washington, D.C. Co-host Jeff Siegel's in Dallas. And we've got a very special show this week, Jeff. 2 years in the making. This is the sequel to the most popular Ivory Towers podcast of all time, the Western Theme Show.
Part deux.
Yes, part deux, or dos. Depending on which part of North America we're going to be coming from here. And I guess you could say that we have theme music here from all parts of North America that go into our Western theme show. And the group that starts us off appropriately would be saying duh, because they're from Canada. The Reggae Cowboys with Hang 'em High in their cover.
Rick, and I should mention here that the patron saint of the Western theme show, part duh, uno and dos, would be the Italian composer Ennio Morricone.
Now you're gonna...
because this is the Underground Podcast, and we do things differently.
I'm glad you said uno y dos, because I'm not going to be able to speak the Italian. I'm pretty sure you don't know the Italian for that.
I barely know the Spanish.
Well, right away, Hang 'em High, of course, from a Sergio Leone movie. And Morricone, very popular, not just with moviegoers, but with our audience. For some reason or another, our audience loves Ennio Morricone, as do many musicians. And we're going to hear music inspired by Morricone throughout this show. But right away, some music right now, inspired not by Morricone, but by a television show.
caution. Now it's time for Rick's Metal Shop.
The music of Desperados on the Metal Shop this week with the cover of Rawhide. Rawhide started out, of course, as a song for a television show, and I don't know, Jeff, somewhere along the way, rock and roll appropriated that song. Rock and roll, blues bands, other types of bands really loved that song.
John Belushi loved that song, late, great John Belushi. And Rick,
I was thinking of the Blues Brothers when I was saying that.
I was kind of surprised. That's not the most metal version I would think possible. It needed something. It was missing some whips or some chains or something.
Whips and chains, that would be appropriate on the Metal Shop. So no whips in this heavy metal version.
No whips. That's that's not very cranky at all. That sounds kind of like, Rick, the kind of oil that you'd use to run your car every day. Just some basic 10W30.
10W30, so not too far away from that, from the top end of the dipstick, the light end of the dipstick.
A light end of the dipstick.
So, well, you know what happens after we do the dipstick on this show, your favorite part of the show.
What happens after we do the dipstick? The Ivory Towers podcast is a non-commercial, non-profit program designed and used for educational purposes. Some of the material contained in this podcast is previously copyrighted but used with permission. Other copyrighted material is reused following fair use guidelines. Any copyright holders who do not wish to have their material used should contact the programmers directly at ivorytowersradio@att.net, and it will be removed. The programmers do not support file sharing and encourage listeners to buy music from the artists featured in this podcast.
Hey, now it's time for Jeff's New Wave.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working no more. Come with a dick and call the beast. You got a moving core. You see that guy is always walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I'm working no more. take this job and shove it. I ain't working no more. Trouble to get the call to me, I've been working for. If I got to stay my way, just walking out the door. Take this job and shove it, I won't care no more. Factory for now on 50 years. Oh, it's time I see my woman driving through the tears. I've seen a lot of people dying, I have no bills to pay. I get the shirt right off my back if I had the nerve to stay. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. If I'm gonna live the corner, we've been driving working for. Give me my time to spend my way from walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I won't be here no more.
The Dead Kennedys. Take this job and shove it on Jeff's New Wave. In a way, Rick, that Johnny Paycheck never imagined in his most beer-induced haze.
Johnny Paycheck not with us anymore, right?
Yes, Johnny Paycheck, who did have some drinking problems, died, I believe, several years ago. That is from the end of the punk new wave from 1986, 1985. A record called Democracy in America, in which the Dead Kennedys go out in a blaze of glory. This would be their final album as the full Dead Kennedys. Most of the band members went their separate ways, and that's pretty rockin'. I just have one criticism of it, though. The Kennedys were famous for two things, one of which were being obscene, and the other of which were playing badly. And although it sounds like they're playing badly here, Rick, I think they actually know what they were doing on this. Did I detect some harmony sneaking in there?
I think that they were intentionally redesigning that song from the inside out. And I know Johnny Paycheck was still alive when that came out.
Yes.
And I know that that was aimed at the Reagan administration. But I just have to wonder to myself why no bands were inspired on the level of the Dead Kennedys over the past, decade or so. What can I tell you? We just hope that that didn't cause Johnny Paycheck to be spinning where he is now.
No, I think he did. He did have a sense of humor. I think he probably enjoyed it. Well, Rick, we almost snuck in a musicology lesson there. We have a musicology lesson coming up later in the show. Where else can our listeners go for musicology lessons?
Well, we almost also snuck in a rant, and we're being amazingly restrained this week, but we're not very restrained on the Ivory Towers blog, the ancillary blog to the Ivory Towers Underground podcast. And you can find the blog at www.ivorytowers.com. And that's Ivory Towers, all one word, and with a Z, a Z, or a Zeta at the end. And this week, I want to point folks to an uncommon music review that you have done, Jeff. My hat's off to you. We don't often get you to do music reviews, and I love your music reviews because you punch hard and you give us the truth, which is what you're supposed to do as a critic. And of course, you are reviewing a Canadian rock and roll band.
A band called Headley. I enjoyed writing the review very much. It's an interesting band, and I think I did sneak in a musicology lesson.
Well, if you want to read Jeff's review, read it now at www.ivorytowers.com.
The dirty water flows, and the cold wind cut through me. It cut right through my clothes, and the anger and the yearning, like fever in my veins, set the fire burning. She came down from Knightstown with her hands hard from the line. From the first time I laid eyes on her, I knew that she'd be mine. Her father was a lawman, he swore he'd shoot me dead, 'cause he knew I wanted Jeannie, and I'd have her like I said. Jeannie needs a shooter, shooter like me. Jeannie needs a shooter. all day and night. And when I leaned down to kiss her, she did not turn away. I drew out all my money, and together we did vow to meet that very evening and to get away somehow. Jeannie needs a shooter, shooter like me. Jeannie needs a shooter. Jeannie needs a shooter, shooter on her side. Jeannie needs a shooter. Jeannie needs a shooter. Cold and rainy down by the borderline. I was riding hard to meet her when a shot rang out behind. As I lay there in the darkness with a pistol by my side, Jeannie and her father rode off into the night. Jeannie needs a shooter.
Fog goes in the morning, I can hardly find my way. Home to where the heart is, the words can't begin to say. Enough about the gentle way you always take me in. The long and narrow one-way road's got to take me home again.
Go down in Knoxville, go with that darkened grove and I. Go down in Knoxville, girl, cause I know you'll never be my bride.
I met a little girl in Knoxville County, I knew all her well. Feeling good like I should, into her love I fell. Night was long, she lay there by my side. Held me close within her arms and kept me satisfied.
Go down in Knoxville, girl, with that darkened broken eye. Go down in Knoxville, girl, cause I know you'll never be my bride.
to the town of our free, who rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw loose and running, came the whisper from each lip. And he's here to do some business with a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. In this town there lived an outlaw by the name of Texas Red. Many men had tried to take him, and that many men were dead. He was vicious and a killer, though a youth of 24, and the notches on his pistol numbered 1 in 19 more. 1 in 19 more. Now the stranger started talking, made it plain to folks around. Was an Arizona ranger, wouldn't be too long in town. He came here to take an outlaw back alive or maybe dead. And he said it didn't matter, he was after Texas Red. After Texas Red. Wasn't long before the story was relayed to Texas Red. But the outlaw didn't worry, men that tried before were dead. 20 men had tried to take him, 20 men had made a slip. 21 would be the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. The morning passed so quickly, it was time for them to meet. It was 11:20 when they walked out in the street. Folks were watching from the windows, everybody held their breath. They knew this handsome ranger was about to meet his death. About to meet his death. There was 40 feet between them when they stopped to make their play. And the swiftness of the ranger is still talked about today. Texas Red had not cleared leather, for a bullet fairly ripped. And the ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was over in a moment and the folks had gathered round. There before them lay the body of the outlaw on the ground. Oh, he might have went on living, but he made one fatal slip when he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. Big iron, big iron. When he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip.
Marty Robbins, Big Iron. Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music on our Western theme show. You can't get much more Western themed than that from Marty Robbins, a very interesting character. That song from 1960, it was actually his second Western-themed hit. The song called El Paso was his first. But Robbins, oddly enough, started out as a rockabilly singer in the style of Johnny Cash and Elvis Presley. We started that set with Warren Zevon, the cover of the Springsteen song, Genie Needs a Shooter. And in the middle, some nifty banjo work from the Outlaws, Knoxville Girl. And Rick, I'm embarrassed. We haven't played Marty Robbins before this, and he's actually not only pretty good, but pretty important.
Well, on the original version of the Western theme show, not version deux, as this one is, on the original, we do have a cover of Big Iron. So we have tipped our hat to Marty Robbins before. And just to tease ahead, another cover of Marty Robbins coming later in the show, so folks will want to stick around for that.
Well, Rick, before I give the email address so that you can send in a request, complain about our choice of music, wonder why we didn't actually play Ennio Morricone yet, I have a correction to make.
Please.
Yes, I screwed up last week. We were talking about Echo and the Bunny Men and how Pete Wiley, who had been in one of the versions of the bands, had left to join Wham. And in fact, that was my middle-aged eyes giving out on me. He left to form his own band called Wah, W-A-H. And I apologize for that because, you know, Pete Wiley is a fine musician and should not be confused with anything having to do with Wham. Listen, if you do want to send us an email to make a request to ask about Marlo, the official Ivory Towers podcast dog, to see if we've made any other mistakes that you want to make note of, our email address is ivorytowersradio@att.net. That's ivorytowersradio, all one word. Towers is T-O-W-E-R-Z. One more time, ivorytowersradio@att.net.
South of the border, down Mexico way, that's where they fell. Just for a tender while, he kissed the smile upon her face, for it was fiesta. She sighed as she whispered, "Mañana," never dreaming that they were parting. And he lied as he whispered, "Mañana," for that tomorrow never came. South of the border, he rode back one day.
And full of bonds, and you know you've missed it. Use your love when you say the word. hotel. 6th Street was crowded as a county fair. You met him in the bar and it didn't take long. You were talking about more than the weather. He took you in his arms and you danced all night. Could have fallen in love, 20-20 hindsight. Look at you now, girl, holding back tears, feeling sorry for yourself, wishing he was near. You say that he's the one. You say he's awesome. So what you waiting for? Get on back to Austin. Get in that car, take your heart to the highway. Think of his eyes and don't look back. I bet you right now your sweet dream's out there, waiting and wondering what happened. If he's got a heart of gold, it'll be alright. He's been searching for you every day and night. Look at you now, girl, holding back tears, feeling sorry for yourself, wishing he was near. You say that he's the one. Say he's awesome. So what you waiting for? Get on back to Austin. He took you in his arms and you danced all night. Could have fallen in love, 20-20 hindsight. Look at you now, girl, holding back tears, feeling sorry for yourself, wishing he was near. You say that he's the one. You say he's awesome. So what you waiting for? Get on back to Austin. Say that he's the one. You say he's awesome. So what you waiting for? Get on back to Austin.
Shelley Lane, a tune called Back to Austin on the Ivory Towers Underground podcast, Western Show Deux. We started off with Patsy Cline, South of the Border, Down Mexico Way. And Rick, despite the attempt on that production to cover up Patsy Cline's voice, it failed miserably. She shined through, despite the producer's best efforts to make her into something she's not. And in the middle, Love is a Rose from Linda Ronstadt, the much appreciated Linda Ronstadt, who, oddly enough, we don't play very much here. And I will now get in my musicology lesson, the one I've been promising Rick. That's 50 years of basically very heavily produced female country rock sort of music with women with tremendous voices. As you can see, listening to Patsy Cline and fast-forwarding 50 years to Shelley Lane, how little, in one respect, the music has changed.
Well, not only, sir, did you complete a set that stitch all of those things together, but the songs themselves match. They're all about love and problems in love, and so thematically they also go together. How new is that Shelley Lane material?
It's about 4 or 5 years old. She had a couple of fairly well-received albums the early part of this decade, and they didn't sell or didn't get played on radio or one or both, and so she hasn't been heard from much lately. And I just want to make one more musicology point, Rick. Gee, there's a shock. The record industry has women singing about men who've broken their hearts.
Well, no shock there. There is some shock that the two of us haven't played Linda Ronstadt down to the grooves on this particular show, and there is no explanation for that, but she shows up in our show, so no complaint from the Ronstadt fans, I'm sure, or the Ronstadt fan club. Since we're talking musicology, a note that Patsy Cline, you can certainly see her influence or hear her influence in the Ronstadt, who, of course, was at one time the voice of country rock in this country, or as some folks used to call it, granola rock. But if you want another pioneer of rock and roll, and some people don't think so, I think that pioneer's voice and his song coming up right now.
Boys, is at the Chattanooga Choo Choo. All aboard track 29, and you can give me a shine.
Can you afford to board the Chattanooga Choo Choo? I've got my fare and just a trifle to spare. You leave the Pennsylvania station about a quarter to four.
Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner in the diner.
Nothing could be finer
than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When you hear the whistle blowing eight to the bar, then you know the Tennessee is not very far.
Shovel all the coal in, gotta keep it rolling. Ooh, Chattanooga, there you are.
There's gonna
leave a certain party at the station. Satin and lace, I used to call funny face. She's gonna cry when I tell her that I'll never roam. So Chattanooga choo-choo, won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
all aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
get aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
Chattanooga choo-choo, won't you choo-choo me home? Pennsylvania station about a quarter to four. Read a magazine and you're in Baltimore. Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When you hear the whistle blow at 8 to the bar, then you'll know that Tennessee is not very far.
Shovel all the coal in, gotta keep it rolling.
Ooh, ooh, Chattanooga, there you are.
This is the Underground Podcast, Ivory Towers Radio.
When it's cold and damp in New York City, and all the girls don't look so pretty, and you can't find a job, and you're looking like a slob, go west, realize your dreams, go west, eat pork and beans, go west, wagons home, go west, it's all the rage, go west, get a living wage, go west, wagons home. Way out west, they got the best, they got everything you need. Hollywood is looking good, your future's guaranteed. So climb on board, don't miss this chance. Cowboys do a buckwing dance. It's entertaining, it's never raining. You don't need no more explaining. Go west, realize your dreams. Go west, eat pork and beans. Go west, wagons home.
On the Underground Podcast this week, Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music, going west with Jarrett Watkins Actually, in that set, we went west, east, south, maybe some north in there too. Started off with Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys, going south with Mexicali Rose. In the middle, Asleep at the Wheel with Willie Nelson guesting. Chattanooga Choo Choo, and if you listen to the lyrics of Chattanooga Choo Choo, you go up the eastern seaboard and make that left turn to Tennessee to see that girl in Chattanooga.
Rick, we were talking while these songs were playing about Bob Wills' influence on rock and roll, and you said something really brilliant, and I think it bears repeating.
Well, I don't know that I can repeat what I said, other than many people don't see Bob Wills' influence in rock and roll, but or in music, in modern music. But what he did was took simple country and western folk songs that were meant to be played around the campfire and added instrumentation in on all sorts of other layers in and changed some beats. And sure enough, what you get is some influence to both rock and roll and modern country western. And I think that Asleep in the Wheel and Willie Nelson shows you what started with Bob Wills ends up the way that that band and Willie end up processing it.
And I think if you look at the Jarrett Watkins song, Jarrett Watkins is a keyboard player for Nick Lowe, and Nick Lowe plays a little bass on this album. That's a new wave record in the Bob Wills vein, if I've ever heard one.
Indeed it is, and I love that song. There's some good guitar music going on in there, and we were debating whether that was a pedal steel, a slide guitar, or maybe both in the mix. And whoever's playing the guitar on that certainly gets a tip of the hat their way. Well, we are tipping our 10-gallon hats this week on the Western Special Dose, and more of the special coming up after this announcement.
Greetings, I'm Michael, your musical guide to the vast Ivory Towers archive. More than 100 hours of music, all at your fingertips. All you have to do is repeat this simple online mantra, public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. Keep repeating the mantra for your musical pleasure.
I lived in a place called Ofuski, and I had a little girl in a holler tree. I said, little girl, it's plain to see, ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. She said, it's hard for me to see how one little boy got so ugly. Yes, my little girlie, that might be, but there ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Way over yonder in the minor key. Way over yonder in the minor key. There ain't nobody that can sing like me. We walked down by the Buckeye Creek to see the froggy, the goggle-eyed bee, to hear that west wind whistle to the east. There ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Oh, my little girlie, will you let me see way over yonder where the wind blows free? Nobody can see in our holler tree, and there ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Way over yonder in the minor key. Way over yonder in the minor key. There ain't nobody that can sing like me. Cut a switch from a cherry tree and laid it on to she and me. She stung lots worse than a hive of bees. But there ain't nobody that could sing like me. Ain't nobody that could sing like me. Now I've walked a long, long way. Still look back to my Tanglewood days. I've led lots of girls since then to stray. Saying ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Way over yonder in the minor key. Way over yonder in the minor key. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Way over yonder in the minor key. Way over yonder in the minor key. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me.
Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down with his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. The handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Just for a moment I stood there in silence, shocked by the foul, evil deed I had done. Many thoughts raced through my mind as I stood there. I had but one chance, and that was to run. Out of the back door of Roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. Caught a good one, it looked like it could run. Up on its back and away I did ride, just as fast as I could, from the West Texas town of El Paso out to the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maiden. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark.
maybe tomorrow a bullet will find me. Tonight nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso. I can see Rose's cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Felina I go. Off to my right I see five mounted cowboys. Off to my left ride a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel the deep burning pain in my side. Though I am trying to stay in the saddle, I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love for Felina is strong, and I rise where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle. I feel the bullet go deep in my chest. From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'd die for, one little kiss and Felina, goodbye. Thank you.
unmistakable sounds of Link Wray with Viva Zapata on the Underground Podcast, Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. And the music this week, all Western, Western-tinged music, starting us off, Billy Bragg and Wilco, Way Over Yonder in the minor key, and in the middle, Don McLean with El Paso. A couple of covers there, Don McLean covering Marty Robbins, and Billy Bragg and Wilco, more or less, covering Woody Guthrie. Now, Jeff, this is one of those monumental sets. How often do you get Wilco, Don McLean, Link Wray, Woody Guthrie, and Marty Robbins all tied together in one set?
Only, Rick, on the Underground Podcast. And we don't even necessarily have to wait for our Western theme show. Duh. We do this kind of stuff every week, which is one reason why it's so fun to do Ivory Towers Radio.
Indeed it is. And I don't know about you, but I'm having a kick this week. And we were talking off the air about how much fiddle, banjo, and pedal steel music. And if you're not getting your fix of those instruments this week, then, well, we got a little bit more for you. Not to mention tremolo-filled, echoey guitar like that Link Wray. We've got more of that coming up on the other side of this announcement. Don't go away.
A restless energy blows across the globe. The desire for human rights.
Yet every day, people are tortured,
imprisoned,
executed,
or disappeared.
Simply for their identity or their beliefs.
That's why Amnesty International speaks out.
To protect people's basic human rights.
To change the sounds of suffering.
To the sounds of freedom.
Call 1-800-AMNESTY.
It's your human right.
1-800-AMNESTY.
From the vault, it's Cover Me.
Jackets with the theme from the Magnificent Seven, a live version from 2008 on Cover Me on the Ivory Towers Underground Podcast Western Theme Show. Duh. And Rick, because your Spanish is professional and mine is barely restaurant, Los Straitjackets, of course, a California band that wear the masks that the Mexican wrestlers wear. And perhaps then you can say all those words in Spanish.
Los luchadores. That's what they look like on stage. I can just imagine. And do I hear the dogs in the background with acclamation for Los Straitjackets?
The dogs actually, you know, I'm in Dallas. The dogs actually are big fans of Hispanic television down here, including pro wrestling and, of course, Sabado Gigante.
Sabado Gigante. Sabado Gigante. And so the dogs, they're fans of Los Luchadores, or they're fans of Los Straitjackets?
Los Luchadores.
So they're not really barking in favor of the Magnificent Seven, nor the music group. They just like the wrestlers.
Yes, they just like the wrestlers.
You know, I'd like to see your dogs in luchadore masks. Those would be interesting.
Well, I will have you know that just as recently as this week, Marlo was called a weapon of mass destruction by someone he had jumped at.
Well, as listeners, longtime listeners know, Jeff's dogs, Rosie and Marlo, and Marlo is the official dog of Ivory Towers Radio, make their appearance 2 weeks in a row. That's uncommon. And right here at the end of the show, I hope they don't just like wrestlers. I hope they like the Western special that we've had, Western special dos or de, as you would have it.
I think they had a wonderful time. I know I had a wonderful time.
Well, there's nothing like a sequel after a very big landing original. We're not in Hollywood mode. We're still underground, but folks wanted more Western music, and so I don't know if we'll do another one of these in 2 years, but this will give everyone their fix. Any final words, Jeff?
I think I'm ready to go out in a Russell Crowe fashion.
Definitely going out Russell Crowe fashion, so happy trails to you, my friend. Thanks for listening to Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. For composer-announcer Michael Galelli, for my wonderful Western co-host in Dallas, the Big D, I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C., and we're going to leave you with some Russell Crowe music. This is the title theme from 310 to Yuma by Marco Beltrame. Peace y paz.